It's 8:36 at WGCL. Keith, we've got a very special guest on the phone this morning, and we've been talking about this throughout the month of February because there is a big event coming up this Sunday.
College Goal Sunday, and Pat McCafferty is on the line with us now. She's the Director of Financial Aid.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you guys this morning?
We're excited to hear you. You'll make your annual visit with us before College Goal Sunday because we feel it's just a very important time for anybody. And that's the key, I think. Anybody going back to college or thinking of going to college for the first time, second time, 20th time, it doesn't matter. So we want to talk about that and make sure everybody knows who can be involved with this.
Great, great. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Sunday at what time, Pat?
It's at 2 o'clock. College Goal Sunday is an opportunity for, like you said, any student who is planning to go to college to come in and get help with their free application for federal student aid. And we'll have professional financial aid staff here from IU, IUPUI, Ivy Tech to help families and students complete the form. And that all starts at 2 o'clock here at Ivy Tech Bloomington.
Now, let's dispel one of the misconceptions. This is not just for kids that are just finishing high school, ready to go to college. This is for anybody that wants to come to college.
This is for anyone. So it may be someone who didn't go to college when they first got out of high school, and now they're thinking about, wow, I need to finish a degree or start a degree. It's for that person. It's for anyone if you're graduating from high school or if you earned a GED or a TASC and you said, wow, I'm ready to go to college now. I want to do this. This is your opportunity to get your application for financial aid done.
And when you apply for financial aid, Pat, what exactly are you applying for? I don't want to give the impression that this is free money. These are things to help you get money, correct?
The FAFSA, or the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, is the application that allows students to be considered for all of the federal and state grant programs, which are the free money programs,
okay,
as well as student loans, federal work study, and institutional funds. A lot of colleges and universities offer their own money as part of financial aid packages, and the FAFSA plays a part of that.
And the FAFSA has to be filled out by a certain date, so that's why this Sunday is super important. Tell us who's going to be on site at Ivy Tech to help and what we need to bring to make this process painless.
Sure. You're going to have financial aid professionals from around our regional area here to help the folks fill out their FAFSAs. And it's important if you have your 2015 tax information to bring that, or your W-2s from 2015. But if you don't, you can complete your information with your 2014 as estimates. So bringing your tax returns, W-2 statements, maybe information about your savings and checking accounts and other investments, those are good things to bring on Sunday.
So if I have all of that information and bring it, I can wrap all of this up on Sunday?
That's the beauty of it. It takes about 20 minutes, 20 to 25 minutes, to do the free application for federal student aid. My brother just finished it for my nephew and said, it only took me 20 minutes. Is something wrong?
It's too easy. Hey, can you make this
more?
We need more red tape.
I know, and I told my mom that, and she said, oh, my gosh, when you were in school, it took us 2 days to do that form.
Right.
So it's really not a complicated form, but if you've not done it before, just having someone kind of guide you through that process and being there to answer questions that you might have is so helpful.
Pat, is this only for somebody who is going to actually be coming to college soon, or if my kid is a junior in high school, can I come out there and kind of get information?
You can certainly come to Ivy Tech Bloomington and get information. In addition to completing FAFSAs, we'll have people from IU, there's Student Central, we have Ivy Tech Admissions, dual credit, accelerated degree programs, adult student services at IU, veteran services, 21st Century Scholars Program.
Wow.
So we've got an array of folks just going to have information tables there as well. So, families of sophomores and juniors are welcome to come. They might not want to do the FAFSA, but they can certainly come and talk to some of the IU and Ivy Tech representatives.
Pat McCafferty is our guest this morning. Pat, do we need an appointment for this? Do we just show up when it's convenient? What times are we looking at here on Sunday?
Hey, it is walk-in. No appointments necessary. We want to make this easy. And so we open the doors about 1:45, and we start helping people in the computer labs around 2 o'clock. And so for really what we want people to get there at 2 o'clock.
So get your papers. Come there. When you walk through the door, somebody will show you where you need to go next.
You betcha. And we've got it. Easy. We've got a smooth operation
and
here.
And, Pat, what's the charge for all of this?
This is free.
That's the best part. So if you're wavering, if you're not sure, your kids aren't sure, or whoever it may be, you can try it for free. The worst thing that happened, Pat, is you fill everything out, and all of a sudden you figure out you get all this aid.
I know. That's and you won't know otherwise.
If I'm 50 years old and I haven't gone to college yet, am I eligible to go and possibly get some financial aid?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, very, very simply.
You're not going to trick her, Keith. She knows all the answers. Your scenarios are not going to fluster her.
You know, one of the things that we haven't talked about is those students who are adults who attend College Goals Sunday and complete a FAFSA can be entered into a drawing for a scholarship prize of $1,000.
Wow. What's the downside again?
Yeah, what's the downside of doing
a
FAFSA?
There isn't.
There isn't one. But we have 10 scholarships statewide that will be drawn after the event. But students have to come and be present and fill out their FAFSA and then do the survey. And once you've done a survey for us, that gets entered into the scholarship drawing. And $1,000 is nothing to sneeze at. It's a lot of money.
And for people to remember as well who are going to listen to this interview and they have a brother in Fort Wayne or in Evansville, right. there are other sites around the state. Right. College Goal Sunday is a statewide. So just don't think you've got to travel here. Spread the word everywhere so young people, old people, everybody that can take advantage of this great opportunity. 2 o'clock on Sunday, let's open the doors, get them rolling in. You can win a big scholarship. You get everything filled out for free. Just bring your proper information. And if you've got any questions, Pat and the gang will help you out Sunday at Ivy Tech. Pat, great job as always. We appreciate
your
time. And we hope you're very busy on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Pat McCafferty. She's the Director of Financial Aid for Ivy Tech. And again, College Goal Sunday statewide, but that's the hub right here in Bloomington. Easy on,
where
easy
the locals
off.
Happening.
Big parking lot. It's going to be a little rainy on Sunday, so get all your fun on Saturday when it's 65 and sunny, and then boom, knock that stuff out, Keith, like she mentioned. What's the downside to any of this?
No.
If you're going to go to school, tell them, I'm sorry, you can't have any finance. That's it. That's the worst thing that'll happen to you.